Alex Hall, 1010, welcome.
Thank you so much for having
me. Thank you. Hi.
Now, the paint is just drying on Fort Wayne's newest mural. Congratulations, and thank you, 1010. How does it feel to be done?
Feels good for 10 minutes, and then I think about the next project.
Oh, we're really happy to see another addition to the Art This Way program.
It's exciting, to be sure. So, 1010, have you always been in love with art?
I got in touch with art quite late, actually. I started with graffiti first. That was my art, and comic books and computer games. But when I delved in this deeper, I realized that it's big. It's a big art world out there, so that got me hooked. My first painting was in the cellar of my parents on a wall, so I always worked on my mural. And I never thought it's like possible to actually like live from it or build a career on top of this, so I never approached it. I just kept it as a hobby all the time, and it just evolved.
What does it feel like having it as your profession?
It's great. So it allows me to travel and to see, almost the whole world. And I get to know like people on the street, and I get to know institutions and collectors. So I basically like not only see the whole world, but I also get to meet the whole spectrum of society. It makes it really, really, really interesting.
Truly up close and personal. And then you get to leave some of yourself there too.
Yep.
Okay, one of your smaller artistic formats happens to be paper cutting, which is fascinating. Is there any relationship or parallel to mural painting, or is it just the opposites attract or what?
Yeah, that's basically it. That's basically how I worked artistically. Every now and then I just try to do like the opposite of what I'm doing. So I thought like, what would be the worst thing I could do as a graffiti artist? And that would be definitely like paper cutting, because that's what basically kindergarten people do and like hobby artists or whatever. But I thought like there's total potential in this. So instead of having stinky paint around me, I just had a scissor and nice paper. So no paint on my clothes, no paint on my fingers. It's perfect.
Okay. And since we have you here and you're talking about the two mediums, not trying to compare them, of course, but I will ask you to compare the satisfaction. Is it equally satisfying to get a cut done as it is to get a wall done, look up at the wall?
I found a way to match that up, but because I really, really like cutting, like with a nice sharp knife on a perfect surface, it's just satisfying. Easily get into like a flow state. I mean, you just switch off your brain, and then I don't even think where I'm cutting. I just like my hand just does it. So it's really satisfying. Just like,
Now, is there any parallel to that feeling or that impression when you're on a wall painting a mural?
Yeah, I found like there's the foam rollers with sharp edges that basically do the same. You get like with one stroke, you just get this super clean line and you don't have to work on it again. So it's just a one movement and then you're done. I mean, it looks like I like to work, but I actually am a really lazy person. So I try to be efficient. So I like great tools. And once I found them, I just try to work it out somehow.
I don't know if I buy your laziness, but yes, I certainly appreciate that insight on your method. And Alex, when and why did our own Art This Way committee here in Fort Wayne know that 1010 was going to be the one to bring here? And good choice, by the way, but how did all that happen?
So it happened pretty organically and pretty quickly. We knew we were looking for something with a 3D effect for that property, and that's the 918 South Calhoun location, Lebemoff Law Offices. Basically, I was having a conversation with Joseph Zimmerman, the modern art curator for the Fort Wayne Museum of Art. We kind of threw around some names, and 1010 was among them. So we thought, let's see if he's interested. And he said yes. So it all kind of happened within a month. So it was really neat. We did an invitational type of jury, got some proposals from him, and then we had a jury that looked at it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's fast action and good for you. The stars align like that. And 1010, how were we lucky enough to get you free? Were the gods all smiling on all of this?
I mean, the timing was perfect. You were just coming from LA and on your tour.
I had a week off, kind of. And then also, the art world is kind of small. I mean, I think I met Joseph maybe on another festival, and he knows one of my gallerists. And so there was like a personal connection to this, so it made it very easy at the end.
That's a lovely story all in itself. And we do pride ourselves in the savviness of our arts community, to be sure. I mean, what area doesn't? But I do believe that we have a great cast of characters here. And certainly it was really fantastic news that you could join us. That's so exciting. Now, let's just real quickly describe for anybody who hasn't seen the mural yet what it looks like.
Well, a hole in the wall, I guess. It's really interesting. I recommend everyone go down and take a look at it. The color spectrum is amazing. And his roller does give you those crisp lines that make it look three-dimensional.
It is sort of a, dare I call it, a trompe l'oeil.
Oui.
it appears as if you're looking through this gorgeous rainbow vision of a hole in the wall of this tall brick building as you described. Now, okay, how many actual painting hours in this process and how many were on your team?
Joseph Zimmerman and me needed like 16 hours to finish it. We stretched it over 3 days because we preferred to work on the wall when the sun wasn't hitting the wall. So yeah.
Or the raindrops on this weekend's case.
Yeah. Luckily, they came at night.
And what was the vibe right down there at the scene throughout the paint-a-thon? I know you had quite a crowd.
Yeah, I was surprised. Maybe because this is like a wall that I can also paint from the ground. So it's really easy to access for other people and been a lot of people. Was really surprised. Like every day they've been like hundreds.
No, that's great. And I'm pleased that Fort Wayne would come out in support of public art. And of course, having somebody like yourself there. Now, does that actually watch party kind of atmosphere drive your work, push you forward, or do you kind of get in a groove and maybe not even know what's going on?
I prefer to focus on my work when I work because I get easily distracted and then I could lose myself not working and just talking to people maybe. So I prefer just to turn around and work before I get nervous. It's kind of scary. I mean, in a good way, if something like this exists. I'm not a rock star. I don't want to stay on a stage, but it's like when you work in public, you kind of do. So I deal with that. But I would not become a musician, I think, or a theater person.
That's a good point, because you're doing what you do, and if they want to watch, fine. Yes, I do get that. And Alex, you're such a good hostess, as well as, of course, yourself a muralist and painter in public and doing that kind of thing. How did you feel just the fact that we did have a good old Fort Wayne welcome for such a beautiful thing that was happening?
Well, I was excited that the weather worked out so that we could have people come out in lawn chairs and watch it happen. But it was really nice to see all ages, all demographics there watching it happen, taking pictures, and every single person excited.
That is exciting all in itself. And you have been, of course, at every single one of these occasions, making sure that every single thing happens. Are you seeing some regular devotees to our mural projects that are going around, some familiar faces that just like to come and hang when this is going on?
Occasionally, but it's actually typically a different group because it's a different style of art. So everyone finds something that strikes them differently, and that's what attracts them. So it's been neat to see how that diversity is also bringing in different people.
That's just great. Now, 1010, I will not ask you if you have a favorite piece of work. I would hope you have a lot of favorite pieces of work, but I will ask you what you consider your wildest and craziest one.
The one work that I really like and I think that has some kind of potential to grow and I'm really excited about is basically like a very new work that I did with my team, and it's an interactive work. So it's basically like I just transformed my style into a program and then the audience has to create the actual artwork. It reacts on what you're doing and then it creates my paintings kind of in a digital way.
Oh my goodness. So...
So I don't have to paint anymore. You told you I'm lazy. And I think like that's, you know, it's with our technology and the digitalization and all that stuff. It's like painting was done for the last several hundreds of years. And I still think it will be up there. But what I'm interested in, and I will be painting murals. But for my shows and for future experiments, I want to play and push boundaries. So yeah, I just try to use these technologies and it's really, really exciting to see how people interact with it. And it's not passive, it activates people. It's not like they just stand in front of the wall and take a selfie. They'll be dancing in front of the wall and taking selfies.
That is amazing. And I am curious, how did you even conceive of such a concept? How did that come to your head?
I grew up with the first computer games, maybe that kind of the link to it.
That's wild and crazy, to be sure. So where are you headed next on your mural-driven mission right now?
I go back to my office to Hamburg for a week to recharge a little bit and prepare. And then I'm going to Grenoble in France for next mural.
All right. And then you've got, I think, a full summer.
I got a full summer. Yeah. Okay. So Grenoble is just one station. And I will be back in the States in the beginning of July. And I'm going to New Jersey and paint a huge wall there.
And that's your first time anywhere in that area and in
anywhere close to New York, yes.
We'll be anxious to see, of course, what you give them, but also what you take away from that adventure. And Alex, in the meantime, where are we going here?
Art This Way had a public art call that we closed in May, and we juried this week, actually. So we will be announcing sometime in mid to late June the next mural project, and that's located at the 840 South Calhoun parking garage on the west wall there that wraps around to the north wall. And we potentially have a third project that's kind of in the works, and it will be another mural project.
Well, then we have a lot of festivals and a lot of murals happening this summer right here in Fort Wayne, and all of that is off to a good start. So, last question. What do you get from making all of this happen for Fort Wayne, Alex?
Someone of 1010's caliber coming to Fort Wayne really means a lot for our local artist scene. I love the idea that we're able to see his work next to local artist work. I'm excited that the community seems to be embracing what we're doing, this wild public art movement in the heart of our downtown. There are so many people that are bringing it in. Tobias Studios is doing a great job. It's so refreshing to see the younger generation. I just led a tour of 120 fifth graders through downtown. And to see them not realize that those things were there and that they can touch it. And it's this entirely different gallery experience where they're getting to see art and they're all worried about, you know, did their mom get them permission to write on the walls? It's neat to kind of introduce them and educate them about the value of this and how important it is and how we're embracing it and changing the way other people see our culture.
And 1010, we know your mom gave you permission to write on the wall, and aren't we glad? But how does sharing and leaving this kind of a legacy in cities like our own make you feel?
Still exciting to me that it's actually possible to do that and be invited. And then I got activated through graffiti. So it's like my style is really simple and actually everybody can do it. I mean, I just like to show it and maybe encourage people. Basically, my whole family, there was really nobody that was into the arts. And I don't know if I can do a lot more, but I can definitely paint something and people will see it. Maybe they will see that they can also do art when this guy can do it. So.
Alex Hall is coordinator of Art This Way here in Fort Wayne, and 1010 is our most recent muralist coming all the way from Hamburg. Alex, 1010, thank you for sharing your victory celebration with us today, and job well done.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you,
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.